At a Paris branch of Secours Populaire, people are loading up on the basics to get them through the week. The French charity offers food, clothing, and emergency shelter to the needy. Local head Alain Chetaille says the charity's caseload has jumped 50% during the past year.
People are worried about jobs, their purchasing power, housing, and the long-term prospects for them and their children.
People of every age come here, and many have families that depend on them.
We have a lot of single mothers with their children. They account for almost 40% of the families that we receive.
Nadia Koulibaly is here with her six-month-old daughter. They spend their nights in emergency shelters.
Finding a job is complicated. Frankly, the economic crisis can be felt in all economic sectors.
Housing, jobs, and other bread-and-butter issues are likely to dominate France's presidential election. Nearly 10% of French are unemployed. American University of Paris political science professor Stephen Ekovich says voters are afraid.
People feel that they're in a fragile situation. They will be more tempted to go for somebody who offers a bold solution, or at least a reassuring solution.
Political opponents blame the economic problems on conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy. But Mr. Sarkozy claims his policies have saved the country from ruin.
Political debate is not about the economy per se, it's about the budget, how to deal with the economy. How much should the state be spending to, you know, jumpstart the economy?
Mr. Sarkozy is promising more reforms to create jobs, boost growth, and make France more competitive. He's also cracking down on immigration. A popular theme shared by far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, who is running third in opinion polls. The narrow front-runner is Socialist Party challenger François Hollande, although President Sarkozy is closing the gap. Mr. Hollande wants to raise taxes on the wealthy and invest in education, research, and employment as a way to grow the economy. Again, Professor Ekovich.
Well, he's presented himself as the realist socialista. He's lost some votes on the left for that, that's for sure.
Voting is still 2 months away, and analysts say plenty could change in the race, but France's economic problems will dominate the debate. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.